The power of saying no has a tremendous effect on our mental health, as it allows us to value ourselves more. It also helps us prioritise ourselves. This can even lead us to new opportunities that maybe once wouldn't have been available or even achievable by saying yes. Also, it allows us to set boundaries with people, and over time, this becomes a much happier, healthier place for us and all the people in our lives that we live with. Whether it is taking on more work than we can handle, or saying yes to plans that you have no interest in attending, and all the other ways we don't say no, and there are lots. To be honest, I think most of us have struggled with saying no from time to time in our lives, which I think is normal. But if this is something that's become more of a constant in our lives, then we could be causing a lot of issues in the way that we live. The fear of saying no stems from the urge to avoid that conflict, to fit in with people, to be liked, to not get rejected, to not disappoint people, or the need to avoid confrontation. That's because a lot of the time we don't want to hurt people's feelings or make them feel uncomfortable, because this is just not what we want to do. Human relations and interactions are often based on reciprocity, which can make us feel that not obliging people by saying yes will threaten our bonds with people. One of our most fundamental needs is for social connection, and that real need for feeling that we belong. We can sometimes think that saying no will negatively threaten our relationships, and that it will impact those feelings of connectedness. I think we can all admit at times that we struggle to fit in and be maybe liked by our peers, struggle with new people or new relationships that we're starting to develop. We can start to worry that saying no might make these people reject us. The fear of saying no also stems from the urge to avoid conflicts and confrontations. For some people, that can cause a lot of anxiety, so saying yes becomes the easiest way. Most of us follow the path of least resistance. And another reason why people tend to worry about saying no is that they don't want to disappoint others or hurt their feelings. I think this comes from our heritage, from the basis of having to say yes to stay safe. We now know that we can say yes in our culture, where it's expected that a person who is going to get ahead is going to get ahead because they say yes to everything that comes their way. This is maybe not the case. Innately, we might feel conditioned to be this way, and also that we could have been culturally conditioned to think that saying no will prevent us from getting ahead in life. This can lead to people internalising the idea that they should be constantly working, and if they're not, that they feel maybe guilty or unworthy. This is because they've set their worth on what they do for others, not on what they mean to others. But it's not true. When people work round the clock, maybe over-exerting themselves and don't say no to things that come their way, they can gradually lose the ability to get the job done due to exhaustion. Whether it be in a work situation or a family one, we need to learn to work together to find that balance between give and take, between the people that we have in our lives, so that we can ultimately gain more respect from them. Plus, we'll probably find that our relationships and career opportunities become better as well. I do think it's not surprising that women may struggle more with saying no, more often than men. The reasons can range from not wanting to anger people, mainly men, to some form of old, maybe habitual practice or belief system that we could get in danger. In addition, I think girls can be taught maybe mixed messages like no is not sensitive or feminine to say those things as a woman. We should also be more supportive of others' needs and feelings. And that quite often we can see no as not doing this. And that we should be putting other people's needs above our own. Women are also socialised to be the nicer of the species. And in attempting to please others, they tend to remove the word no from their vocabularies. While not saying no when we want to may help us avoid the immediate discomfort of confrontation or others' feelings in that situation, the long-term toll can range from resentment, feeling upset, or even leading to burnout. As a result of yesing our way through life, lots of people can also maybe be affected by depression, anxiety, and depleted energy levels. Moreover, camouflaging our ability to say no by maybe manufacturing excuses made up of white lies. This can also sometimes allow us to feel that we can struggle internally, affecting our confidence levels and self-esteem. This can, over time, take a toll on the individual, maybe allowing us to negatively spiral into those uncomfortable mental states. Today, I want to encourage you to take control of your life by saying no from time to time, setting positive boundaries for yourself, learning to say no instead of overcommitting your time, energy, and finances. The ability to communicate no reflects that you're in the driving seat of your life, and it gives you a sense of empowerment. If you've learnt that it's not okay to say no, then now is the time to change. Remember, the key is learning to balance kindness and courteousness without sacrificing our sense of self-worth. Life flows, moves, and progresses whether we say no or not. So we can choose to go through it hurriedly or go through it mindfully. Take the time to change and learn that no is okay, and that we have at times to put ourselves first.